Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
NFL action returning tonight. Buffalo Bills visiting the Houston Texans. Just to clarify, we are all rooting for Buffalo tonight.
That is correct.
Just want to throw that out there. We've had a couple of texts tonight. Man, I hate the Bills, but should I be rooting for them? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
You're unfortunately, yes. The Texans have the number one defense in the NFL. People forget that. Including this person who saw that yesterday. Like, damn, they do have the best defense in the NFL, huh?
Yep, anchored by, gosh, I just forgot his name.
Will Anderson.
Will Anderson, yeah. Drafted in Kansas City, by the way, that night of the draft. They took C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson Jr. same night.
Him and Derek Stingley and Danielle Hunter, they've got a
badass defense, yes. Man. They're going to get after Joshua Allen tonight, let me tell you.
Is that Aziz Ansari guy still playing defense for them?
Yes, like yes. Yeah, that's right. That was the guy who was spitting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What was he doing last year that was no good, right?
He was late just hits. Dirty hits.
Yeah, dirty late hits.
Yeah.
Leading with helmets and stuff like that. Yeah.
Speaking of jerks, Mark Gastineau's 69 today.
Happy birthday.
I don't know. Can you turn on my computer here? I mean, let me see. No, I got to turn the volume on.
Come on, Binkley.
I'm trying. I am trying here to do my Jay Binkley impersonation.
It's working.
Mark Gastineau's dealing with some medical issues. Is he not?
It has to be.
Right. So I can't stand the guy. You know, the guy was a dirty, cheap shot and son of a bitch, as far as I'm concerned.
Hello.
And, you know, I know this because he was on the elevator in the West and in Cincinnati telling my buddies who are there to watch the game, that you tell your boy Boomer to call an ambulance because he's going down. And he was trying to cheap shot me the whole damn game. So screw him. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I knew he would be pissed because that's exactly what it looked like for Michael Strahan and Brett Favre. It looked exactly like that. So I understand why he's pissed. But screw him.
Happy 69th, Mark Asta. Dusty says, isn't he suffering from something? I said, I don't care. The guy's a jerk. Guy was a jerk. I don't care if you're just because you're suffering from something doesn't take how you treated others throughout the course of your life. And we're all supposed to just all of a sudden feel sorry for you. Mark Gastineau was a jerk. I mean, that story right there by Boomer Esiason, that dude didn't hold back.
Mark Gastineau is dealing with some medical issues. Is he not?
It has to be.
Right. So I can't stand the guy. You know, the guy was a dirty, cheap shot and son of a bitch, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I know this because he was on the elevator in the West and in Cincinnati telling my buddies who are there to watch the game, that you tell your boy Boomer to call an ambulance because he's going down. And he was trying to cheap shot me the whole damn game. So screw him. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I knew he would be pissed because that's exactly what it looked like for Michael Strahan and Brett Favre. It looked exactly like that. So I understand why he's pissed. But screw him. I don't care.
Okay.
Could you imagine Dusty going your whole life and having nobody that's a friend of yours in it?
Currently doing it.
No, you're not.
I know. I'm just joking. No, I couldn't. I mean, that'd be a self-reflective part of my soul.
Yeah.
Some interesting news from Bleacher Report Gridiron. The Giants could mathematically be the first team eliminated from the playoffs this week with a Giants loss and a Seattle win, or a Giants loss plus a Minnesota win, or a Giants loss plus a Dallas win.
Okay.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's early. Eliminated before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Thanksgiving. Yeah, nothing to see here. Continue on. See you in training camp.
Would you continue to play Jackson Dart if you were eliminated?
Yeah.
Okay.
I what about you? Would you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Let him get experience.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
Pressure.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Let him go out there and see what he can do. You know, you got to learn. You got to teach the game. What better way to learn and make mistakes than when nothing's really on the line? You know, you can go out there and make mistakes and play bad and try different things and do all that kind of stuff. Because there's nothing on the line. It could be the best learning experience that he gets is that game time action. So, hell yeah, I'd be playing Jackson Dart.
No doubt. Real quickly, the sun is officially set in Barrow, Alaska, and it won't rise again until January 22nd. So when you get mad about how it's dark all the time early, just you could be in Alaska.
Yeah, last night, I think, or the night before, was the last time you're going to see sunlight in Alaska for, what, I think 64 days or something like that. I don't know what I would do. We're looking at it this weather today. Like, from where we sit, you can barely see Shawnee Mission Parkway and Metcalf, right? I mean, it is that foggy out there. I just don't know how Amy's going to park today.
I mentioned the time of darkness because there's been no light to what we've seen from the deep ball. Mahomes reflected on that yesterday.
Yeah, I'm just not making the throws. It's pretty much the biggest thing. Guys are getting open and giving me chances to make the plays down the field. I give them chances to make plays. And I mean, if you look at the one to Tyquan later in the game, it wasn't necessarily the best thrown ball, but it gave him a chance. And I think that's something that I can learn from with guys like Xavier's early, is that it might not be the perfect pass that's going to be a touchdown and catch like that, but if I can throw the ball and just give him a chance to make a play, he'll make the play on it, and then he can make the play and score a touchdown from there. So being better there and giving guys chances usually works out.
So I asked you guys the question here. Mac normally handles one word. I'm going to handle one question. Is this more of Mahomes has lost his fastball, or is this more of the receivers not being able to get separation, or C, Andy Reid and play calling?
C.
Okay.
That's where I am on this one, because I think if you, yeah, exactly. C. Like if you do C, then A and B take care of themselves. I think that's the way that I look at it. I mean, I really do at this point in time. You're not giving your team a chance to hit the deep ball when the defense doesn't respect the run. And so they're ready for all of that. And that's up to the coach to change that narrative and to change that line of thinking. And, you know, when this whole thing started, this was new, unique, and different. There is nothing new, unique, and different about the Kansas City Chiefs on offense right now. In fact, it's old, not unique, and stale at this point in time. And so in order to kind of shake the staleness that is this offense, they've got to incorporate the running game more and become a more balanced team. You need to have that 50-50 split right now if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. And they don't have that. I mean, what are we, 13 times the other day to run the football? I don't care if you don't have Isaiah Pacheco. That's not an excuse to not run the football. And if you say, I don't have Isaiah Pacheco, then you're basically saying we effed up the offseason.
The Chiefs have struggled against man coverage for a couple seasons now. And before it was so easy, it was like, well, it's Sky Moore, it's Kadarius Toney, it's MVS. Like, what do you expect? These guys can't beat the corners when they press up against them. They're just not talented enough. They don't have enough skill. Well, that's not the case anymore. We've talked all offseason for the last and into this season once Rashee Rice is coming back. It's like, okay, they've got the depth. They've got the weapons. They've got five or six receivers that we like and trust and that Mahomes has played with and that can be proficient. Like, so there's no excuse at this point. Those guys are out there. This is on Andy Reid to scheme them up, get them open. We watch football all day every Sunday, guys. Yep. Like, other guys are open. Not because they're amazing and running this awesome cut and the corner's just getting juked out of his socks. Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, LaFleur, like, name your guy. McDaniels over in Miami even. Jalen Waddle's wide open. Why isn't Rashee Rice?
I don't know the answer to that question, and those are really good points. All of those guys that you mentioned are below Andy Reid when it comes to offensive acumen.
100%.
Are they?
I will say this. This comes from the text line as they answer the question.
Wow, you're over there like, oh, Bob just said something that
damn
I don't.
That made me sad and I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Keep those sweatpants on. Yeah. From the 620, well, Worthy simply just can't track a ball. From the 816, it's the throw. There was separation. From the 913, Mahomes doesn't have an accurate deep ball anymore. From the other 913, LOL, coach ain't throwing the ball, 15 is. From the 660, he's second in the league and passes over 20 air yards.
What does that mean?
Mahomes needs to give the running backs a chance. So again, like, it's interesting, man, because I wonder if there's part of that, like, golf mentality of the yips when it comes to the deep ball. Because I think 15 does have some blame here. I don't think it's
no
all
doubt.
On Andy
For sure.
Reid.
No doubt. No
because
doubt.
We do this all the time with Belichick and Brady. And I didn't want to go here, but I'm going to. And we say, was it Brady? Was it Tom? Was it Brady? Was it Tom? Or was it Brady? Was it Belichick? Was it Brady? Was it Belichick? And now when Mahomes lost Tyreek Hill for a couple of years, they were fine.
Super Bowl every year since they lost him.
Right. But it wasn't because of the deep throws. It was because of a new established defense and a new ran offense. And that offense was they took away the deep pass. They had to go underneath, and it took them a few weeks to figure that out. Now defenses are letting them play man. They're giving you that play, and you're not hitting on it. So it makes me think, is the NFL more so saying – he doesn't have that threat anymore, and if he does, I want to see it.
The Chiefs aren't a threat offensively to the NFL at this point in time.
Until they prove otherwise.
That's right. I mean, he talked about the deep ball. And Worthy was open on that second play of the game. Patrick Mahomes overthrew him by 4 yards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he was there. That was a bad ball by Mahomes. Like, Mahomes hasn't thrown pretty balls this year. Nobody's going to sit here and deny that. He's made mistakes this year, but, like, it's a combination of everything. And I think if you're looking at legacy and all of this, the legacy that does take the biggest hit is Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid had an established legacy well before Patrick Mahomes was born. And so Andy Reid is just continuing to build on his legacy. And his legacy got to the level of greatness because Patrick Mahomes and him were perfect together to raise it up. Andy Reid is a established legacy. Patrick Mahomes is still, you know, is he the greatest of all time? Is Tom Brady better? Is Joe Montana better? Where does Patrick Mahomes rank? Is Josh Allen better? People are still having those conversations about Patrick Mahomes. And if this team this year does not make the playoffs, they can't continue to tout they're the world's team. If you're not in the playoffs, you're not the world's team. And if Patrick Mahomes doesn't make the playoffs, they're going to look at it and go, man, at this stage of the game, when Tom Brady was the quarterback in year eight, they never missed the playoffs. The only time they missed the playoffs after Tom Brady's second year was when Tom Brady didn't play and Matt Castle was the quarterback in New England, still won 11 games. So I think the hit on whether or not Patrick Mahomes is the greatest of all time, I think that takes the bigger hit than Andy Reid's. I don't think Andy Reid's legacy takes that big a hit if they don't make the playoffs this year. I do think Patrick Mahomes' legacy does.
We'll see what happens this Sunday against the Colts. I can tell you exactly what the Colts will do. So will Mac. Can they adjust to it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports?
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Diving right back into it on a Thursday. Nate Taylor in about 5 minutes will join us here. ESPN's own Nate Taylor here on Fesco and Dusty as we get to rehash what was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Some news yesterday that was announced. First start of his career, Shador Sanders. By the way, Vegas, on certain betting places, can give you specifically
yet
odds on Shador. Yeah, I got an email about that yesterday. Included, will Andy Reid retire odds? Will Travis Kelce retire odds? And then these Shador Sanders odds. I'm like, oh, here we go. Chiefs are 5-5, so everybody's retiring now. We've got odds out on that. And then Shador Sanders is in play.
Mm-hmm. Against the Vegas Raiders, which throw all the winter horse analogies out there with the two-finger, like, he was going to be a Raider, that he wasn't a Raider. Then his first career starts against the Raiders, and they don't like Geno Smith, and the Browns don't like Shador Sanders.
Was he going to be a Raider, though, or was that just somebody making stuff up to try to get him drafted?
Well, I believe that was one of the teams that Deion said would be okay if Shador went to, because he needed dad's approval, even though the draft
How's it going for Deion right now in Colorado?
He said they got the right man. He said, I'm here to change it. You got the right man. That's what he said yesterday.
Yeah. You know, the right man is myself. Yeah. This guy walked in 2 years ago and was a total jerk to everyone, right? The media, the players.
Deion.
Oh. Yeah, total jerk to everyone, right? Getting rid of all these players. You're no good for Colorado. Ripping the media. You're not on our side and all this kind of stuff. And now you need all these people on your side. You're like, hey, we got the right man. Just give me a chance. Why should anybody in Colorado give Deion Sanders a chance after he came in and was a total jerk to everybody at that university, kids included?
I see it a different way. I don't know if he was a jerk, because I think the video you're alluding to is he's like, hey, you better hit the transfer portal, because he had kids coming from Jackson State. He was telling them that they could get an advantage to go. I'm just playing the other side. Mm-hmm. That they have an advantage now. Like, hey, like, if you don't think you're going to play here or you don't want to play here, I would hit the portal. Because that's what you can do, and you can go make yourself somewhere else. And he did that. And then all his people from Jackson State came to Colorado with him, including his son and Travis Hunter. And I think he was just kind of giving them like a little bit of a heads up. Like, hey, here's the deal. Like, I'm bringing my guys in. This is what college football is. But that doesn't mean you're out. That means you have an out to go somewhere else.
See, I don't think it was like that at all. The way that I remember it being is like he came in and told all these guys they were no good, and they, you know, you're a 2-8 football team. You're no good. I'm coming in. You need to get your ass out of here. I mean, I think 60 Minutes and whatnot even did like a story interviewing those guys that were kind of kicked out, if you will, of Colorado once Deion came in. They said it was brutal the way that he came in. And then I remember him battling with the media all the time, too. I mean, don't fight with people who have a microphone or buy the ink by the barrel. I mean, you're never going to win that battle in sports. And it was cool for a little bit. You had some fun out there. And look, I sound like a hypocrite in all this, because Deion got me back into watching college football again. And for that, I'm forever grateful. But you can't come in like a bull in a china shop out there and tell everybody they suck and they've been doing everything wrong and you better be with us and they're banning media members and all this kind of stuff when you're like 8-4 and now you're 3-7 and people are talking about firing you and moving on. You're like, hey, I just need another chance. I am the right guy for this job. Please give me that opportunity. Why should anybody give Deion Sanders an opportunity when he came into Colorado? He didn't give anybody else an opportunity. And now he wants the opportunity? Yeah, kiss my ass, Deion.
I think you give both sides opportunity. You have an opportunity to transfer. You have an opportunity to fight for your right to be a player on this team and outbeat somebody maybe from Jackson State. So, I mean, never know.
Fighting for your right, baby.
Yeah. By the way, you know how this show always seems to be full circle. Somebody from the 816 says, I had to return something to Hy-Vee's customer service the other day, and there was a grocery order sitting there that said, Jay Binkley, And you better believe it, it was beer and a Jack's pizza. Yes.
I don't even know if I can go on the rest of the day.
There's juice all over the place.
Did it need to say Jay Binkley's name on that order? I mean,
well, I mean, if you like order like Chipotle to go, your name might
I know, yeah. But like who else is getting beer and a Jack's? But like, we know that's for Jay.
Jay.
You leave cookies out for Santa. You don't say for Santa. Like, he just knows. Binkley Ivy knows they got beer and a frozen pizza.
That's great.
Oh my God.
I really hope that story's true.
I do. Please, can we call Jay? Can you get Jay on the line?
No, we got Nate Taylor on the line.
I'd rather talk to Jay about the pizza.
One thing that the Indianapolis.
Was it a Supreme?
No, you know it's a meats.
You think it's a meat lovers? No chance there's vegetables on that pizza, right?
No, it's definitely like the meat trio Jack's.
Is it the rising crust?
Jack's doesn't have rising crust. Oh. They're just that thin cracker that's a delicious za.
Is Jack's like the $1.99?
You better believe it.
Yeah.
It's like the 3 for $9.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jack's pizza, it gets the job done, even though it doesn't wow you. It's kind of like Daniel Jones. One thing that the Colts are going to do, and we'll ask Nate Taylor about this as soon as he's on the show, that's what they're going to do. They're going to run play action. They run play action more than any other team in the league is what Daniel Jones has been successful with because he's got that anchor back there named Jonathan Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
According to NFL Pro, and this comes from Daniel Harms, the Chiefs have allowed a league-high 81.2% completion percentage against play action this season, as well as the second-most yards per attempt at 11. The Colts are going to run play action, and that's how they're going to use Daniel Jones. And we'll talk to Nate Taylor about that question.
He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break national NFL news.
It's made me laugh.
Here's Nate Taylor from ESPN with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Chiefs are 5-5. It's week 12, and it's time to get going with Mr. Nate Taylor. Right? I think I set you up pretty well there, Nate. We're going to see a lot of play action, aren't we, against this Colts team?
Yeah, no doubt. And you can honestly say that it's even more terrifying when you pair a pretty good combination of running back and tight end, right? You have Jonathan Taylor, so you know where your keys are. You know you got to fill those running game, you know, that running, those running lanes, I should say. And then you got Tyler Warren over the top. So, a lot of times the Chiefs linebackers, and I think statistically why this is happening is the linebackers are, as we all know, more effective going forward than, you know, dropping into zone coverage. Mm-hmm. The issue though is it puts a lot of space for the secondary, especially the safeties, to try to figure out where the tight end's going and where you can sort of counterattack these things. That's why, you know, before the bye week, we saw the Bills really sort of lean heavily into that, right? Where it's like, hey, we have James Cook. We know our quarterback is, you know, obviously more mobile than Daniel Jones, but Daniel Jones can run around here and there. And oh, by the way, like the Bills had two tight ends, Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid, that they could use and sort of manipulate on those early, you know, those early runs, those early first down plays where it's like, hey, we're just trying to show you. We're just trying to get 4 yards. We're just trying to get four. Oh, there goes the ball for, you know, a chunk gain. So this is the issue, right? The Chiefs have to get a lead, I think, fairly quickly against the Colts so that the Colts can't just dictate to the Chiefs defense in a way that we know has been an issue this season.
All right, let's talk about the word predictability. It was used by Derek Johnson. It was used by Chris Jones. It was used by some cat in Buffalo a couple of weeks ago. I was watching the game at a Justin Reed fundraiser. He was kind of calling out things that the Chiefs were going to do from an offensive standpoint, defensive standpoint. How do they become less predictable?
Get your behind under Creed Humphrey. That's the easiest way to do it. And there was something that I realized, and I don't know if Justin Reed said this, even though I have, you know, a ton of love and respect for him, the Chiefs have actually gotten to a place, I believe, where there are too many options for the coaching staff, right? There's so much that, you know, schematically they can do that it's actually not being helpful for them. It's actually being harmful. Mm-hmm. And my belief, my suggestion, is that they should get back to two tight ends, two receivers, one running back, whether that's Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco, who's on track to play on Sunday. And that way you can't be as predictable in terms of like, well, we know they're going to try to get to like three tight ends so that they can like make the appearance that they're running the football. They're not really running the football, right? Or, hey, let's spread everybody out and like, we'll do an RPO. It's not really an RPO. We know they want to pass the ball. That's why no one sort of respects the idea of, hey, the run game looks anything similar to the passing game. And again, everybody's got a computer. Everybody can like punch the numbers and see that like, oh, you guys pass the ball at an unreasonable rate, even though you have an effective running back, at least these last 2 weeks with Kareem Hunt, where it's like, hey, Kareem Hunt can get you 4 or 5 yards. That can keep you on schedule, but they just choose not to do it because, I mean, there's so many cool things. We could have, you know, Rashee Rice in the backfield. We could have, you know, Robert Tonyan out there running routes, but it's like, how beneficial is that? Mm-hmm. They have done a lot of things where it's like, hey, we can, you know, on that third and one play, and I know people are like, just hand the ball to Kareem. And you're right, ladies and gentlemen. But, I mean, of course we got to motion Rashee Rice into the backfield. And, of course, we've got to do, like, some, you know, spinny play action that, like, the Broncos do not respect at all. And, like, oh, but look, there's, like, look, there's He's right in the flat. Just give him the ball. And you're just like, well, no, they have good pass rushers. Those things kind of take time to develop. Whereas if you get under center, and again, if everyone has a computer, you can plug in the numbers. When they get under center, that is when they're most effective running the football. And then you can build off play action. Then you can do rollouts. Then you can do naked bootleg if that's your prerogative. And you can put that third linebacker on the field, and we know this. We have a decade of evidence. You get in two tight ends, Kelce can beat that either third safety or that third linebacker. What the Bills and the Broncos showed you is we don't want to put a third linebacker out there. We actually want to put as many DBs out on the field as possible because we know you're going to put, you know, four – sometimes, you know, Kareem Hunt split out wide. And again, like, we don't respect anything that you're doing. So therefore, it becomes very easy for us to, you know, put as many bodies out there to coverage in letting our four-man pass rush get there because Mahomes is going to have to hold the ball more than he's sort of used to over the early part of the season. I know that's a lot to digest, fellas. But again, get in under center, use two tight ends, use two receivers, one running back. All of a sudden now you can sort of mix and match your looks when it comes to running and passing the football.
Why does Andy Reid refuse to do that though, Nate?
Because it's not fun.
I know. And that's you're 100% right. That's the answer. And my follow-up is I don't care. I'm not here to have fun anymore. I'm here to win games.
Yeah. It'd be nice, right? You know, this is also an understanding that like, you should probably use your number one receiver as a number one receiver for the duration of the game, right? It's unfortunate that Rashee Rice had his worst half of the season in the first half. You still got to use him. And because you're trying to do maybe things that are more exotic or more complex or harder than it has to be, you know what we watched in the second half of that game? And I know the coaching staff probably knows this, but Mahomes didn't feel super comfortable, and so he defaulted to, you know where I'm throwing the ball? 87 every time. I'm not getting anybody else involved. No one had two or more targets in the second half. It was just, hey, if we got to do these RPOs, if I got to be in shotgun, if we got to come from behind, I want to rely heavily on Travis Kelce, which is insane because we know they have a much more talented offensive roster this year than last year. So you gotta swallow some pride. You gotta let some of that ego go. And again, when the coaching staff had restrictions last year, I felt they did a masterful job of understanding who the team was, what it would take to win, and hey, we are actually going to shift our offense to our players because we don't have that many players. So we might as well do the things that they're doing their best at, and we should lean on that because we have such a good quarterback. It's one of those strange. It's one of the strangest things, guys, because they have four talented receivers. They have just decided that, like, hey man, nothing else matters. So we can just air this thing out. We can do RPOs. We can do all these like creative things. And they did scheme it up in the first drive, right? To where you got a wide open Xavier Worthy, you got a wide open Travis Kelce, or you know Tyquan Thornton beating the DB deep down the field. Well, if your quarterback can't make those throws, okay, it happens. He's human. You got to get back to doing something else. So it's been hard for the coaching staff to adjust, I feel like, because they have more options than they're used to having over the last 2 to 3 years.
Talking to Nate Taylor of ESPN. Nate, I asked you this question when they played Buffalo. I was scared to death of Dalton Kincaid. This game, I am scared to death of Tyler Warren. Nate?
Godspeed. Godspeed.
I know, I mean, man.
Like,
I know.
Like, look, this is also an issue too, right?
Yeah.
Steve Spagnuolo is not immune to making some questionable decisions.
He's predictable too.
I thought that this season really came down to, man, okay, if you want to use Chimari Connor as more of a traditional safety, good. That's his natural position. Play him there. He does not need to be the nickel, okay? You got Trent McDuffie. You got Noah Williams. You got Jalen Watson. Where in the world is Jaden Hicks? That was supposed to be your person, kind of like Justin Reed a couple years ago where you said, hey, if they have a tight end, this is our matchup. We feel most comfortable with saying, hey, you know what? I love you, Leo Chenal, or I love you, Drew Tranquil, but like we got to get this young kid on the field because he's athletic enough to do it. Now, I know somebody's probably saying this, so I'm going to say it as well. In the first couple of weeks of the season, you could tell Jaden Hicks was struggling, particularly in man-to-man coverage against tight ends. Maybe the game was spinning. Okay, guys, it's week 12. Like, let's acknowledge that, like, Jaden Hicks should probably be on the field more than he is, and that he's the most athletic DB capable of maybe making things difficult for a tight end as good as Tyler Warren. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, blitz. I don't care what the numbers say. You're Steve Spagnuolo. Mm-hmm. We know that the four-man pass rush is wildly underperforming. You know, even though Chris Jones had a good game on Sunday, even though George Karlaftis had moments Sunday against the Broncos, 3rd and 15 kind of, you know, reaffirmed that, like, yeah, man, you think that, like, me not blitzing is me being unpredictable. Well, you didn't get pressure. So let's ratchet it up. I don't care what the stats say. The only way Daniel Jones doesn't get the ball to Tyler Warren is if he's under pressure quickly. So you know what that means? Use the crowd. Use Chris Jones as a starting block because you know how the pass protection is going to go for the other team and go after the quarterback. There's no excuses now for the Chiefs not to play Jaden Hicks, and there's no excuses for the Chiefs to say, hey, yes, we don't give up a ton of explosive plays, but when it's time to get off the field, man, just tell the quarterback, you better find a solution in 2 seconds because we're coming.
No doubt.
We're blitzing 6 to 7 people sometimes because early in the year, and I think this is odd too, early in the year, Steve Spagnuolo actually did a great job of saying, you know what? I don't care that that's Jalen Hurts, who's a veteran quarterback. I don't care that that's Lamar Jackson, who's an MVP, you know, capable player. Zero pressure. Find the solution. Mm-hmm. We are blitzing you to the highest degree because it's a lot easier for us to put us on the aggressor instead of, again, playing pass coverage and knowing that, like, I don't have, like, the greatest secondary behind me. So he used a lot of cover zero blitz early in the year to his success. He has not done that over the last 2 weeks because he's given, in some ways, too much respect to Bo Nix and Josh Allen. It's wild.
Do you think that Andy Reid changes this week and adjusts and listens and makes this team do the things that it can be successful at doing, which is A, running the football, and B, not being so predictable? Do you think we will see a change from the head coach, or do you think we're going to see the same old RPO type stuff that isn't interesting, unique, or you know, working anymore?
I asked Andy Reid this yesterday, and anyone who has time can go look this up. I said, Coach, how much can you really change the scheme during the course of the regular season? Because historically, his teams have always gotten better from September to November.
Right.
Can you change? And I specifically said, look, man, it looks like you guys are pretty good under center. He said, no. His answer was, Nate, stop.
Yeah, but that's a bad answer, Nate. That's a bad answer, and that's concerning. It's a concerning answer too.
Correct. And then he put his and he did this multiple times yesterday, so it's just not my question. But then he said, Nate, he put his index finger and his thumb, and we're like, we're this close, Nate. We just got to clean up some of the little things. And I guess, but that doesn't give me confidence to like we're gonna see a radical change.
Yeah, the little things, Sunday. But the little things are coaching, man. Like the penalties, that's a direct reflection of coaching. Well, because as Ben Maller said this morning, he says you're either coaching it out or you're allowing it to happen.
Correct. Yep. There's no way around it. And you know, you have the decision to say, okay, if he's making too many penalties, I gotta go elsewhere. I gotta make an example out of someone to say, look, there is jeopardy if you can't be consistent or if you make the same mistakes twice, three times, four times. So, yeah, all that's in his control. He has a quarterback that we all know is beyond the galaxy. But Patrick Mahomes is also human. So when he feels like he might have to do more than is usually asked of him or he's not totally in rhythm or completely comfortable, well, that's where you get a horrific interception in the red zone when you had a chance to take the lead and to start to put pressure back on the Denver Broncos. So all these things are connected. Yes, every little thing matters here, but I'm not super duper confident that all of a sudden they're going to strip down some of their offensive possibilities. And so I just want people to understand that, like, hey, when Rashee Rice, which the Chiefs have told us is their best receiver, is in the backfield, just know this is their offense. And if they choose to go down this path, man, their quarterback, he's going to have to do the Lord's work. And he can do it, but there's other ways to succeed. Whether Andy Reid chooses that or not will essentially dictate how the rest of this seven-game season goes.
Nate, I want to give a gift to the text line because I have the same kind of question because you mentioned Jaden Hicks. Where's Noel Williams?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we had a whole bye week. And, yeah, we know we've been playing for 10 weeks now. And, we couldn't get him off our salary cap because no one wanted to trade for him because everybody knows that, like, if we're not going to play him, there's clearly something wrong. So you know what we should do? We should play Christian Fulton. And you know what? We should put him on an island, even though he hasn't covered anybody for 2 months. We should do that instead of, like, stagnating the development of, like, a young player that we know empirically is good. Just, again, wild decisions. Like, I don't understand it where, you know, it's like, okay, well, he's a veteran and like, you know, we did give him this money that we can't take away, but Steve Spagnuolo, you've actively chosen not to play this man for 2 months. Like now you want to play him? The question to that question on the text line, and I want somebody to really think about this. Does Steve Spagnuolo know who his best 11 players are? Because I don't think he does. I think he's still searching and tinkering and experimenting. And I look at the calendar, and it's time to stop doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's time to play Jaden Hicks. It's time to play Noel Williams. You know you got Watson and McDuffie as your corners. You know you got Brian Cook and, you know, Tremari Connor as your traditional safeties. Cut the crap. Hell, play Leo Chenal at the edge if you have to. Obviously he's your spy man, but there are times where we've seen this the last two games. I mean, it's contributed to their two losses. Does Steve Spagnuolo know who his best 11 are? Because he's still searching for it, it seems like. In nickel, he's still searching for it in dime. And it's like, hey, man, it's almost Thanksgiving. Like, let's get some continuity. Let's get the unit gelling in a certain way instead of just plugging guys in and out of the lineup to where – The moment Bo Nix saw Christian Fulton on the field, he said, "Ooh, yes, that guy.
Right.
Let's test him out."
Mm-hmm. Well, Nate, we appreciate the time. We talked to Nate Taylor here today on ESPN's Nate Taylor here on 96.5 The Fan. Hey, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. You enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday with your family, my man.
Yes, you too as well. And, man, can you imagine if things don't go well in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day in a lot of our family's households?
Ooh,
buddy. Ooh, God.
Be going to bed early that night.
Godspeed, boys. Get some wins.
You as well. Sir.
Take care, Nate.
Take care, guys.
That's Nate Taylor on the other side. Coming up on the other side, name the most irrelevant franchise. Bill Simmons did. We will as well on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Shout out Nate Taylor to ESPN for being a real one. That was a great interview.
Really good interview with Nate Taylor. If you didn't miss it, does the text line, what did they say? Man, Nate sounds mad.
Somebody says, Nate sounds pissed.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I think we all are at this point in time. I mean, when Andy Reid's sitting there and he's going like this, we're this close. No, you're not. And if you believe that you're this close, then we're screwed. Because you're not this close.
Because I can tell you you're 0-5 when you're this close.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, you're not this close. You're not doing the things that are necessary to win a football game. And it starts with the coaching, the mistakes, the penalties, the turnovers. Again, Ben Maller, you can coach it out or you allow it to happen. It's one or the other. Mm-hmm. It's one or the other. You either coach it out or you're allowing it to happen. And with the way that this team has been a habitual penalty-filled organization over the last year, well, you're allowing it to happen. There's no repercussions for this kind of stuff, right? And you can't allow it to happen. You know, benchings need to happen. You know, not playing guys at the beginning of the game. You think that's some high school stuff, but, you know, they did that to Abdul Carter in New York, who was allegedly sleeping. Then it was red light therapy. Then it was sleeping and then sleeping through the red light, whatever it was. They benched him, and he had one of his best games. He came out after the benching, didn't miss another play, and played really well in that game.
Same with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens.
It happens. Like sometimes it's okay, as Mitch always says, to put the hammer down, right? And sometimes you have to hold those guys responsible. But I don't want to hear we're this close, because you're not.
Well, the way they handle it is they just take you out of the game and let you stew on it the entire game. Juju Smith-Schuster, two holding calls early in the first quarter, never saw him again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of your valuable pieces. Now, maybe he which wasn't getting any action from Mahomes, and he was out there on the field, obviously. But, I mean, it's just still, like, incorporate him. How come it happens for some athletes who drop or fumble balls, and then you go right to him immediately? Why is that not consistent? You know, Juju Smith-Schuster, two holding calls. Hey, we're going to run a 12-yard route for Juju and get you back into the game in confidence. Didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Bill Simmons said yesterday he proclaims that the Columbus Blue Jackets – I didn't even know that was a team, so he's right, is the most irrelevant franchise in professional sports. Is that a hockey team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And then, of course, Columbus Blue Jackets, people are in the comments or on a Spotify podcast.
Ooh. Really, Bill? Come on, man.
Somebody said the Columbus Blue Jackets said, we tried to read this on Grantland but hit a 404 error or whatever that website was that he had, which was a really funny retort. But it is true. I mean, like, teams like the Columbus Blue Jackets are totally irrelevant. I've had this conversation with people all the time. Like, I think the Orlando Magic are the most irrelevant franchise, in my opinion. Have you ever met a Magic fan? Have you ever met a Blue Jacket fan?
No.
Have you ever? I mean, like, some of these teams that are out there right now, you can do away with half of them. Like, we're talking about expanding the NFL. We don't have enough quarterbacks to fill 30 teams, let alone 32 or 40 teams, you know, in the NFL right now. There are so many irrelevant. Like, I know the Florida Panthers have won Stanley Cups. Mm-hmm. What the hell are they about? I mean, nobody knows anything about the Brooklyn Nets at this point
Nets
in time.
Are irrelevant, yes.
Totally irrelevant franchise. I mean, look, the Arizona Cardinals are an irrelevant franchise, but they're in the NFL, and so, you know, you get the boost of being in that league. But I always thought the Orlando Magic, like the Tampa Bay Rays, mm-hmm. you know, Texas Rangers are another, like, you know, a Ranger fan other than our old boss Hanson, like, who the hell else roots for the Rangers?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Sacramento Kings are a big one for me.
That's
not been relevant at all in my lifetime.
Mine would be the Miami Marlins.
That's
my most irrelevant franchise. I mean, can you name three players in the Miami Marlins?
No.
the only reason the Marlins are relevant is during the playoffs when Marlins man is in the stadium.
Yeah.
That's the only time the Marlins are brought
up. He's kept that franchise more relevant than that franchise has kept it. And you're not joking about
that. No, as a young non-baseball fan, the only reason I even know, like, growing up the Marlins was Marlins man.
Yeah. Like, he's done more to market that team than that team has done.
100%.
And yeah, that's bizarre that you know about a team because of a fan more than you know about a team because of the team itself, right?
It's like Dan Levitard probably 3 or 4 times a year will say on his show, like, why are we talking about this team? Like, I remember it was a couple years back. He sent one of his guys to the opening day at the Marlins game. It was the first pitch of the season. The Marlins gave a home run, and the guy was on the phone during the show at that time.
That's awesome.
In the crowd, first, like, literally first pitch of the season.
And gone.
Pitcher for the Marlins gives a home run. He's like, I don't know what we're doing here. It's like one of those perfect stars aligned. So
that's
great. I've got the you've got the Orlando Magic. By the way, did you see there what they did this year? Obviously, we knew this a couple months ago. We talked about it a little bit. They went back to the retro uniform.
And it'll look good.
It's awesome, dude. It's so great. And the courts, that 90s Magic court with like the star basketball and all that. It looks like Planet Hollywood back in the day. And the jerseys are the pinstripe that looks like the Mentos commercial where the guy has a black suit, but he wants to change it so he rolls on the white bench to get the stripes. I love those jerseys. I loved Penny Hardaway and Shaq and Horace Grant and all those guys. I think it was Byron Scott that was on
the
team.
And how long ago was that now?
Probably 30
years ago. 30 plus years ago, the last time they were relevant.
93, 94. I think that's when they were there. But yeah.
But Ben Maller said the Winnipeg Jets, which I thought was a really good
pull. That's a good answer. Yeah.
I thought that was a really good pull. The Winnipeg Jets. That's a good one.
Who is in the NFL? Is it the Titans?
No, I think it's the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
I really do. I think they're the most irrelevant. No, it's still the New York market. People talk about the Jets all the time. Now, the Arizona Cardinals, I mean, if they left the NFL today, you wouldn't even know that they were gone.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of him.
Who's yours, Mac?
Yeah, I said the Kings.
Oh, sorry.
For sure. Yeah, the Kings.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's another hockey team out there.
I know. Like there's some hockey
The Utah Mammoth or something like. Aren't they the Mammoth now or the Yeti or whatever they are in Salt Lake City?
Oh, you know?
Kind of irrelevant there. And
can't even remember the names.
So obviously, there's irrelevant MLS teams. There's irrelevant teams in every single sport. And the NFL just prevents these teams from becoming too irrelevant because of the way that the league is all for one and one for all. Maybe baseball should think about that. And you wouldn't have so many irrelevant Cincinnati Red teams or, you know, Tampa Bay teams or things of that nature.
Somebody says, come on, man. A.J. Hawk's brother-in-law plays for the Blue Jackets.
Seriously?
Text line's always right. Somebody says, the Utah Mammoths? Carolina Panthers?
Yeah.
Hey, Carolina Panthers, 6-5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They got better record than the Chiefs.
But that's kind of an irrelevant franchise. Yeah.
Still new.
Yeah. Jacksonville. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is an irrelevant franchise.
Yeah. I mean, still got that pool out there.
You know a Jaguars fan? You ever met a Jags fan?
Never.
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 Coming up on the other side, the era that the Chiefs currently live in. On 96.5 The Fan, you're home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.